That's the opening movement from Mozart's Symphony No. 41 in C major, Kirchhoff 551, the Jupiter Symphony. Bruno Weil led the Tafel Music Baroque Orchestra, our big piece of the morning, bringing us to 9:32 this Wednesday. 23 degrees downtown, 26 already with the Humidex, and it is only going to get hotter. High of 31 today with a Humidex reading of 38. You are listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the New Classical FM, except no Jean, she's on vacation. I'm Mike Duncan. One of Toronto's great summertime events now in its 37th season is the Canadian stage Shakespeare in High Park, in which you get to go on a summer's evening, bring a blanket, bring some snacks, bring the kids, most importantly, and enjoy some great theater under the stars. And this year they are doing two plays, Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing and Measure for Measure, both one after the other. And we are very pleased to welcome in Much Ado's director, Liza Balkan. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. It's great to be here.
I'm curious. We were just talking about it before the interview started. Much Ado About Nothing is a kind of it can be in today's society a problematic play because it's pretty boys club,
mm-hmm.
You know, brotherhood and all that rigmarole. How do you approach it?
It is. It's interesting with both plays, really, that you know, investigate gender, politics, mm-hmm. deception, misogyny, patriarchy, power yeah. dynamics. I think it's about extending the conversation and offering a larger lens
mm-hmm.
To it so that you honor the brotherhood. And how do we react to it? How, as a woman, do we react to it?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm with Much Ado, we're placing it in a modern context, 20 years in the past.
Okay.
20 years before where the dialogue is now with Time's Up and hashtag Me Too. So mm-hmm. conversations have changed so much even in the past 2 years.
That's
and how
for
we
sure.
and how we understand and witness all of it has changed so much. So in placing it 20 years ago, pre-social media as we know it today,
right?
And yet the beginning of public shaming and public humiliation started in, when was it, 98 with Monica Lewinsky's
Bill Clinton, yeah, yeah.
That going viral.
Mm-hmm.
So in looking at the play in a modern context, it's very challenging, and yet it's a mirror to where we are now. How yeah. did we get here?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how did we get here? It takes hundreds and thousands of years.
yeah,
but,
exactly.
But by placing it in the familiar and what will be familiar to the audience, mm-hmm. there is a kind of reflection about where we are right now.
I think another great thing about this play, I mean, even in Shakespeare's time, and I imagine given the circumstances, I mean, Beatrice gets her digs in too.
Yes, she does.
Benedict.
She's one of Shakespeare's most extraordinary women.
Isn't she? Yeah.
Her wit, her, of course, her intelligence, her fierce, her ferocity.
Mm-hmm.
And in this production, what we are doing is in collaboration with the actor, the beautiful actor playing her, Rose Napoli,
mm.
we are working together on some new dialogue that allows for a greater voice in this work.
Is that a little daunting, adding new dialogue to Shakespeare?
Yes and no, because it's happening all the time.
I mean,
now.
What's he going to do? Come
on. Well, maybe. you know, it's happening more and more as we investigate how mm-hmm. how to do Shakespeare now and why to do Shakespeare now and what can Shakespeare offer us in our world right now.
Right.
So to reinvestigate, to reevaluate, to enter into it from different lenses and angles is a very exciting, and sure, it's daunting, and yet it's thrilling
sure.
to look at this work and think about how it can live today.
Speaking of thrilling, I want to pick your brain as a director. What's it like doing this night after night outside when mm-hmm. anything can happen, as opposed to doing it in a theater proper?
Right. Well, you know, a better person to answer that question would be one of the actors.
That's true, yeah.
Actually, I leave. They stay.
Oh, but you don't stick around. Okay.
However, the actors who have come on board are so excited to be part of an experience that is so communal, that's all about community and has like the largest audience in the city, right?
Yeah,
the whole
yeah.
city comes out to this. It does mean a different kind of adaptation to weather. To it's, you know, lots of bugs, lots of heat, lots of barbecuing. The cast is very adept at barbecuing in between rehearsal and evening performances.
Wow.
It's it has, you know, we refer to it as a summer camp, and yet summer camp with extraordinary artistry, right?
Yeah.
And a desire to tell the stories outside where they land differently. Because you're not inside where there's, I mean, you are under the stars, and for much of the summer, you're actually under light. So it's not necessarily about focusing with lighting.
Mm-hmm.
How do we tell these stories so that they are understood and heard and received by an audience with human beings on stage without all of the other necessary trappings and technology? That said, we still have lights and sound, and all of them become beautifully apparent as the evening continues.
Plus, it must be, because, I mean, you're getting a much different audience than you would get for a regular theater crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And it must be kind of rejuvenating for both you and the actors to see their responses to live theater, which they may never have seen before.
Absolutely. And on all counts, from an actor's perspective, you're so intimate with the audience because you can see everyone.
Yeah.
And also with this audience, you know, both Severin Thompson, who's directing Measure for Measure, mm-hmm. and I, we are so honored to be part of the creation of something that is for the city.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
that the city, the whole city comes out, all ages, all backgrounds. It's a rarity, and it's an extraordinary gift to an honor to be part of that.
Let's talk about your cast.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about them.
Oh, boy. We both share 12 actors in both shows. And, you know, we're so blessed. We have people who have been, well, all ranges of experience, people who have been working for decades. You know, we have Alan Louis and Nora McClellan, who has chosen to be part of both, who have chosen to be part of this summer experience. We have Rose Napoli, glorious writer and actor, fierce performer, Jamie Robinson, an extraordinary actor and director and educator. Richard Lamb, whose production of Little Prince was just nominated for Doras.
Yeah.
Also a beautiful musician. It's a huge and glorious, not that huge, 12 people. A glorious group. We also have two York students because of the connection to this production to York University. So there are two graduates who auditioned and who were chosen to be part of this production.
Oh, I wanted to talk about that because you have undertaken a 2-year York University Canadian Stage MFA, which was geared to artists whose careers are already underway. Tell me about this. This sounds fascinating.
Yeah, it's an amazing gift as someone who's a bit older, having the opportunity to go back to school and just practice, to go back to a beginner's mind and practice.
Was that difficult?
What was hard was some of the academic writing that I haven't done in, a little while.
A little while.
Just a little while.
Yeah.
That retraining that was a challenge. And yet it was also so wonderful to be around a lot of, well, in my case, a lot of younger artists and creators and hear those conversations, be party to those conversations. They're inspiring. The work with our many different professors and theater artists and designers, it's rare to have those kinds of conversations. In as a director, you're generally, you can be isolated, you know, with your work.
Oh, for sure.
So to be able to have a platform to really investigate and discuss and dissect and examine the practice is it's been a gift. Juggling for both Severin and myself, juggling our professional work alongside has meant navigating schedules and both school and the profession.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So once this run concludes, what's up for you next?
For me, there are a few. Well, I have a libretto, two libretti. I'm writing. I work as a librettist, and there are some deadlines that have loomed, and I must get back to them. And I'm also directing a workshop of a new opera. And then in the summer, both Severn and I, a part of this 2 year experience also includes the opportunity to direct two new one acts by beautiful playwright Susanna Fournier, which we'll be doing at Berkeley Street next April. And in August, we have there's a workshop coming up.
Oh, fantastic.
So that is ahead. I know for Severn, she immediately goes off to direct a show at Blythe.
Oh, wow.
So both of us have busy summers ahead, plus, you know, some thesis writing, academic work that we must catch up on and will,
well,
because that's all part of what this is.
Hopefully you can do that in air-conditioned comfort.
Mm.
I want to thank you so much for dropping by today and telling us about it.
Oh, what a pleasure. Thank you.
I've been speaking to director Liza Balkan. She is directing one of the two productions in Canadian Stage's Shakespeare in High Park this year, Much Ado About Nothing. It's running in conjunction with Measure for Measure through until September 1st, a great Toronto tradition. If you want to go have a unique date night out or introduce your children to live theater, I can think of nothing better. As I say, it's through until September 1st in High Park. You want to get more information, you can reserve some seats, but mostly it's pay what you can. Go to canadianstage.com.